from the Sun and Sea. Herman Melville, Moby Dick. Foreword. When I first met John Kretschmer, he was flush with wanderlust. In those days, before the coming of GPS, he was wont to travel with his prized square wooden box that he'd clutch in his hands as if it were a crown jewel, as he walked it through the airport security checks. The box contained his sextant, which for John represented his life, his pride, spirit, love, joy, knowledge, and the world of water he plied, all in one. It didn't happen overnight. John Kretschmer slipped into this life after a brush with fame after he doubled the horn in possibly the smallest boat, a feat he achieved 15 years ago. If John had hoped to head off down a road of sailing fame, professional sailor extraordinaire, we know he would not have liked the regimen, the requirements, the business aspect of it. For, above all else, John Kretschmer represents one of the great free spirits of this world. When you read about his exploits, you will begin to see him less as a yacht delivery captain and more as a person of amazing inner strength. What I will always wonder about is how John Kretschmer has been able to keep his sense of humor. As things fall apart on all sides, while he dodges gunfire on the Arabian Sea, jumps into mid-ocean to wrap garbage bags around a leaking stern tube, mediates nasty crew problems, all while the weather gods are beating him to a pulp, there is always that slightly smart-aleck, sanguine person telling us, in self-mocking tones, how he managed to stay the course. While John has spent 15 years sailing boats around the oceans of the world, some 200,000 miles, and more than 100 deliveries, he almost never turned back. We are surprised when he is forced to turn the unseaworthy Isoletta, as beguilingly beautiful that she was, back east, but not disappointed. It was one of the rare times John Kretschmer was beaten by the mermaids, when John would admit he kept that romantic illusion intact longer than was in fact possible. What is this life of the million waves that John Kretschmer has ridden, where no one but the mermaids hears your whimpers, hears you cry? There are few professions, none that requires you to extract this from yourself every minute of the day like yacht delivery, John says. And as you become a pawn of a world which you have little control over, a little overconfidence and braggadocio on the part of the captain can be overlooked as he, somehow, beyond all misfortune, gets the boat to its destination. If that means sailing the North Atlantic in January in a constant procession of gales, then so be it. But it takes more than intensity and a lot of that lust for the sea, and a sense of humor as strong as your will. But deliveries are not all about danger. They are also about persistent, impossible-to-remedy breakdowns that are constant, and about eking out miles, mile for mile, under ridiculous, jury-rigged arrangements as the only solutions. Deliveries are about dream-making, taking that boat to the arms of its loving owners on the other side of oceans. And deliveries are about finding your way through life, about being a guru of sorts, to those trying to catch up with life, as John describes some of the passengers and crews who sign aboard his deliveries. It's impossible to know what the sea will throw at you, but it's wonderful to live in its world, pulling from it a life that has no parallel. It is one where, in the end, when you are alone out there, you can begin to appreciate the mermaid gambling off your bow, diving under your keel and through your life. John Kretschmer knows a lot about mermaids. He might be a world expert on them. That's what comes from a life at sea. As you passage through these true sea stories, you will brush with them, breathe the ocean world that John